This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got GMO updates. We got increasing energy. How do we do it? We're going to do a follow-up from, all week we're going to do a little bit of Increase Your Energy, the summit that's ongoing. Super Don's been helping me put the word out. And what about if you're in Australia? We've got listeners down under. Are you actually being fined by the government for not vaccinating your children? That's a big one. We have a question of the day follow-up related to CBD and a little bit of belching. Super Don and I are going to have a belching contest and hope neither one of us gets arrested a little
Woo-hoo!
Later.
What does the winner get?
An organic non-GMO beer.
Okay, I'm going to take you How's up that? On that.
You know what's funny? Speaking of organic non-GMO beer, I went out for a mountain bike ride this weekend. And on the way back, I passed by a sports bar. Now, I didn't go in or anything, but passed by and noticed there was a film crew at the sports bar. And I stopped and talked to a couple of guys running the film from across the street getting some wide shots. And I said, hey, what's going on here? He said, yeah, we're from Bar Rescue on Spike TV. Bar Rescue on Spike TV, yeah. And so evidently it's kind of like Restaurant Rescue and all these other shows that come in and see if they can.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah. And so I've watched a few NFL games over the years that when they didn't play the Falcons, which I like, that'd be Atlanta team, I would go there and I would order, some kind of European beer that I hope was non-GMO, and I would take a sip of it just so I would participate and thank them for allowing me to watch a TV, right? So I was talking to the guys. It's like, he explained what they do, and I said, listen, put in a word for me. Ask them if they can get a non-GMO organic beer, so give me an option, like if I go to NFL, watch a game the next season if they're still around. They said, okay, they'll see what they could do. So we'll find out if that ends up on the menu. I doubt it. People who go to sports bars probably don't care, but that's kind of the big deal. You would be
surprised. Now, the other day, I had a chance to go out and just kind of do something fun, and I went over to one of the Choctaw casinos in Oklahoma, which is right close by where I'm at right here. I'm just almost on the border, and they had a restaurant in there. And I was just sitting down getting ready to eat. And believe it or not, they had an organic beer there.
Nice.
At the casino. Now, it was a chocolate stout, which I'm not a fan of, so I didn't get it. But, don't dismiss the fact that there are people around that, will offer those types of things. I would have never expected to find one in a casino, but they had one.
Right. Well, maybe I'm just, like, my cynical self is coming out today after, the first hour. It was a good hour with Cheryl and Norm. And covering some serious issues about the chaos, which, we could argue, there's always chaos in government. But I'm telling you, with the attacks on Trump, this is, I have to agree with his tweet. It's unprecedented. This isn't not like a normal attack where the left goes after the right or the right goes after the left. This is everybody ganging up on a guy who threatens the status quo. And that was the main appeal to Trump by a lot of people. It's like, you know what? We tried 8 years of Obama. We tried it, whatever it is. And now it's like, let's get somebody in there to break this thing up. And reduce the influence on our lives. And, of course, that's the biggest threat to who? To what? Well, for one, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. For two, How about the, I don't know, the Monsanto biotech industrial complex? They stand to lose a lot, despite the fact that we criticized Trump for kind of rolling back some things that might make it easier for GMOs to get out there. But if the government doesn't protect GMOs, right, run cover for them, then the people of the states and local municipalities have a better opportunity to beat them back. Because the government has sold out long ago on the federal level and on the national level. And we've got a few examples of this going on in Europe and Canada right now. There's a great article by our good friend Jeffrey Jackson talking about the European Union rejecting the import of 2,4-D and glufosinate-resistant GMOs, calling for an overhaul of a broken regulatory system. So basically, you've got this push and pull happening. And in Canada, just this week, you know, and our friend Rachel, who does, you know, Rachel's News on Twitter, she and we were with her again in Canada, and they were pushing for just a mere labeling of GMOs in Canada. And you think, okay, Canada, that's a cakewalk, right? Canada, environmental, right? They're more into natural stuff, right? Maybe not. Because Canada's House of Commons voted on Wednesday to reject the proposal to require mandatory labelings of GMO foods. And it was, like, not even close, 216-67.
Yeah, it was pretty much a landslide.
You know, and so the land of what? They do grow hemp there. And there's a lot of environmental activism there. And they still couldn't get their government as representative of the people to actually stand up for the people's interest as opposed to the multinational corporations like Monsanto. And this is a reason why we are going to do a march against Monsanto. It's going to happen all over planet Earth on Saturday, the 20th. March-against-monsanto.com. That's march-against-monsanto.com. And you can find out if there is a march near you that you can participate in, show some support, solidarity for folks like you and me that say, you know what, we'd rather not have GMOs near us, anywhere around us. Now, it's going to be a brief talk that I've been asked to speak by Justin Harvey and We Are Change Orlando. And I'm going to talk about the power of the individual to, you know, basically eliminate GMOs. Because it's certainly not happening because of the power of government. The power of government is fighting and battling the power of the individual. But we need to go in there and expect that, you know, if you think the government is going to do the right thing, of course the government's supposed to be us, right? Well, it's we the people. Or what is it in Canada? We the hosers? I don't know at this point.
They're people in Canada too.
Right, but I'm talking about the hosers in their government who voted against the simple GMO label. It wasn't even a ban, right?
Yes.
Which might be more appropriate based on the lack of scientific studies validating safety, but of course that's similar to vaccinations. And so the more you invest your time and energy and effort into changing things from above, the more I hope that you'll realize that you've wasted your energy and they've used your energy against you, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in the United States, perhaps even whether you're in the European Union, which is why Brexit happened. Because the EU, you know, unelected bureaucracy. And even though we have an elected group of people in the states, there is an unelected bureaucratic oligarchy that runs things. That's the bureaucratic state. It's the regulatory state. And that's what Trump says he was going to take on and reduce or eliminate. And, you know, you'd think big business would be behind that, but they're not. Because they realize that if the regulatory state is rolled back, big business might have to, embrace liability for the things that they do, because people would have an actual legitimate, redress of grievances. They'd be able to take it into the courts like they can't do, for instance, on the vaccine issue. Or good luck suing Monsanto in court when they have almost an unlimited budget as big as government. And you're just a little guy or even a small community trying to beat it back. There have been a few victories here and there. But my argument is just like Ron Paul said, and even RFK Jr., who you know is a leftist progressivist. We agree on the issue in many ways on the vaccine issue. But he acknowledged the role of the regulatory state being captured, regulatory capture. So the thing is, do you empower? Do you do the same thing you've always done and expect a different result? That's insane. Do you empower further a regulatory state? Do you give more power to government to protect you from the likes of Monsanto? Or do you find another way? I mean, I'm asking. Obviously, I have an opinion. I think we got to find another way. But, and I still don't, I don't really want to criticize folks that look to invest all of their energy in government to make a change for the better. But I don't know if it's cynicism or practical reading of history that would say, you know what? You're spinning your wheels, you're burning out your adrenals, and you're going to have more GMOs, not less, by doing that. What do you think, Super D?
No more youthful optimism from you, huh?
Today is not one of my days for youthful optimism. I'm a little spent today. I mean, I've been working hard. I've been educating lots of folks on things. I've got to talk to doctors from Europe tomorrow.
You know, whenever we get on this topic, and it doesn't matter if you're talking about GMOs, you're talking about draining the swamp, you're talking about making changes to, you know, pretty much anything that government's got its hands on, I always default back to the position that I learned from Jerry Doyle. I mean, dude, Jerry was so good at talking about practical approaches to life and liberty and freedom. And, you know, what he would say is, you know, at this point, what you need to do is you just need to stick your elbows out and protect that space around you and say, you know what, I'm going to take care of me and take care of my own and bring it down to that level where you literally can do something, and then just minimize the impact of government on your life as the best that you can. And, you know, like, you always want to be that, you know, Mr. Whoever going to Washington, you know, who's going to take on the big guy and stuff like that. And I don't want to
go ahead and spoil it. No, you go ahead and let them have it. I mean, stop wasting your energy, right? Use it for something that's going to matter. Look at what's happening in Sherman County, Oregon. We reported on this, the 2,000-acre Azure Farms that's organic. And they say, well, no, we're going to force you to spray it. That's where you make your stand. At that level, you can achieve something significant, a shot heard around the world. Going to D.C. and trying to regulate the EPA into doing the right thing to protect the environment? Sorry, I'm not buying it. Any more than you could regulate the FDA to make them protect the people from dangerous drugs and food additives. Not happening. It's too late. Bring it local. Bring it back home. And I agree with Jerry in that way. But, you know, when you say to minimize it, what if they're coming after you in your own home? That's where you got to make a stand. At that point, there's nowhere else to hide, nowhere else to run, like in Sherman County, Oregon.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah. There you go. Have I bursted people's bubbles today?
There you go.
Listen, I encourage people to pray today, too. So it's not all negative. I don't even think what I'm saying is negative. I'm just trying to be practical about it. And if you still feel your bliss is to go into government and make a change there, knock yourself out, more power to you. But make sure that power that you give to government doesn't come knocking on my door. I don't appreciate it. I won't appreciate it. And I don't think you would either.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What's going on? I need some energy, Super D. I was up too early, too dang early, and I had to take a road trip and then do a lot of education. You know, when you're putting it out, putting that energy out for people to learn. I love to do it, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you get there and relax a little bit. There was no time for that. Just dive right in. I put some plans together for tomorrow's broadcast. And by the way, just not to get ahead of myself, but heading into the weekend, I'm going to have to put your thinking caps on because I got a PhD silver nanotechnology researcher, and we're going to go deep into the, some scientific new understandings. Really cool stuff about the pathways of silver through the body when you ingest it, from the saliva to the stomach acids into the intestines and the different pH, everything. So this is going to be really a great hour for you eggheads out there. You know who you are, and I love you. We're going to have fun tomorrow with that. So in addition to Freshman Friday, so that'll be good.
All right. Well, you know, today is day four, since you mentioned energy. It is day four of the Increase Your Energy Summit. And if you haven't signed up yet, what are you waiting for? It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It takes you 30 seconds. And if you had signed up, you would have gotten an email this morning. Today on the Increase Your Energy Summit, Brian Richards and Christy Cash were on talking about near-infrared saunas, which I know you're a big fan of, Robert.
Yep.
And talking about detoxification, why it's important to do it on a daily basis. And then Christy Cash was on talking about another thing that we talk about a lot here, about balancing your blood sugar levels and stabilizing them for energy, which makes a whole lot of sense. And so if you haven't done it yet, I know I've been harassing you guys for a couple of days now, but let me tell you something. If you're a fan of Robert Scott Bell, then you're going to go sign up because tomorrow, I believe it's tomorrow, Robert is going to be on the Increase Your Energy Summit, and you don't want to miss it. And it's really simple. All you do is you go to, and I'll tell you what the URL is. If you want to type it in right now, you can. It's tinyurl.com/RSB Energy Summit. It'll take you to the website. You just sign up. That's it. And tomorrow morning, you will get an email really early because Steph Jensen, who's the one that's hosting this, she sends them out like first thing in the morning. And there will be a link there for you to click on, and you'll be able to go see Robert. And I don't know who the surprise other person is that's going to be on tomorrow with you, Robert.
But I don't know. It'll be good, I'm sure.
It'll be good. And listen, here's the cool thing, okay? If today is day four, tomorrow will be day five, okay? But don't bum out, because if you sign up now, you have the ability to go back and listen to all of the people that have spoken, including 2 days ago, if you missed it, Dr. Carolyn Dean was on talking about. So we love Dr. Carolyn Dean on this show. So go to that website. If you didn't hear me spell it out, you can go to the show notes. You can also go to Facebook. If you go to the Robert Scott Bell Show Facebook page, it's right there at the top. You just click on the link, you sign up, and you get to see Robert talk tomorrow. Plus, even more than what I've already talked about right now, each and every one of these guests is offering a free gift if you go and you listen to their interview. So, you know, and it costs you nothing. There's no excuse. And if you're a fan of Robert Scott Bell and you don't sign up, then you get detention for a week because you're not a real fan if you don't sign up. You got to go sign up. And here, Robert, just give us a little insight into what it is you're going to be talking tomorrow with Steph Jensen.
You know, I don't know, but I know that you've been
watching
some of it.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, because the energy you got is so overwhelming and promoting it. You must be watching what Carolyn Dean was talking about. You've done some magnesium or something.
Magnesium, but, yes.
No, I will say this. I mentioned this. When somebody interviews me for these summits, it tends to go places I don't anticipate, because I don't get interviewed as often as I do the interviewing, or just, you know, host this show and try to navigate the terrain and bring the power to heal back to you. So it gives me time to, you know, focal point, they're spotlighting on me, and then I release some more information about things, including how to increase your energy, that I don't often do here. Maybe some of the stuff I reveal I don't ever do on the air. So take advantage, learn about it, and let me know if you liked it or if you thought it sucked. I can handle it. I'm a big
fan. And again, tinyurl.com/RSB Energy Summit. Go sign up right now.
Easy. Go to robertscottbell.com and you'll see it there. You can just click the link. All right, folks. Well, we got a lot more healing to go, and including a story from down under about parents from Australia that are questioning vaccines, and it's costing them money. We'll explain. Also, a question of the day follow-up about CBD, and it's got me a little bit hot under the collar. I'll try to contain myself because of what the doctors are doing and saying, and to whom they are obedient. And it's not you, the patient. We got that coming up. Also, a belching contest. Super Don, Robert Scott Bell. I don't know. I don't think we're really going to do that.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The land down under was known as a penal colony. I know I popped my peas. I've got my remote unit here. Penal colony. A bunch of criminals, right? They were sent there to Australia, and they started a country. Now, you know, I got nothing against the Aussies. I love the Aussies. We got a lot of Aussie listeners, but I'm telling you, you are still in a penal colony, although it's altered over time. That penal colony called Australia is imprisoned by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You are imprisoned in Australia to a church of pharmaceutical mysticism. You think you're a Christian nation, perhaps? I don't know, but I don't think so. I think you are forced to worship at the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, vaccine denomination, or else, it'll cost you. Now, in some cases, we've covered stories like this in America where it costs you your children. The reality is that if you succumb to vaccines, your children are lost to autism, for instance, or even worse, death. But in Australia, you're going to lose $14 a week. $14 a week if you don't vaccinate your children. Now, for me, that's a small price to pay, but I still think it's a tyrannical law that says if you don't vaccinate, you have to cough up $14. Although, technically, that's only $10.49 U.S. But whoop-de-frickin-do, that adds up over time, right? That's a lot of money over the weeks, especially if you're a poorer family or lower on the socioeconomic scale. You wake up and you say, you know what? I don't want to sacrifice my children to this religion, to this death cult, this dangerous cult in Australia. I'm not going to vaccinate. So it isn't that you have to necessarily fork it out if you're poor, but you just don't get this so-called subsidy. They call it tax benefit payments. And they're going to kick this thing into gear July 2018. I don't know if there's any way to turn it around, but they're expected to raise millions of dollars by punishing those who don't want to sacrifice their children on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Dude, Australia, I don't know if that's as bad or worse than California, but if you can leave, get out now, unless you can reverse course.
Dude, I would say this is worse than California.
Do you think so?
I mean, in a way, I suppose. I suppose, you know, in California, it does create quite a hardship for parents as far as their kids going to school, especially if they're forced into a situation where they have to homeschool.
Yeah.
You know, you could probably equate that, you know, a dollar value to that, you know, increased hardship. But, you know, to knock $14 mm-hmm. a week.
To take it from a lower income family that realizes yeah. vaccines are dangerous for their children or has religious convictions against
it. That's a lot of money, you know, to lose in family tax benefits, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm reading mm-hmm. from the Australian article itself, and they are saying that they are expecting to raise $15 million over 4 years by doing that.
By not having to pay it out. They're basically, yeah, mm-hmm. plus, on the plus side. Now, I'm telling you, there's a wussification in America. We've talked about it, the wussification of America, for any number of reasons, but... We got nothing on you, Australia, that you're willing to put up with this. That you're willing to put up with this, that they're going to fine you for not vaccinating your children. That means your children are not yours. They belong to the cult, that church I talked about. Now, I don't know if there's any way to reverse course. I don't know if you have an election coming up. I don't know. I'm not an Aussie. And I love you Aussies. But, man, that's embarrassing. You've just been beaten by the drug and vaccine industry into submission. To where they had an economic incentive for you to get vaccinated. If you don't, they're going to withhold that money. This is why I say, if you accept the benefit from government, and some people argue, oh, it's not a benefit, it's our money. Really? Really? Then how about keeping that money instead of sending it to the government and find out how fast it isn't your money? But if you accept the benefit, it comes with strings. That's the point. The largesse of government is not a noble a largesse. It's a largesse. It's connected with strings attached to some dastardly deeds by those who control the regulatory and medical industry in Australia and much of the world. Big Pharma is evil. Yes, they are. I don't care that they can help some people some of the time. That's not my point, because I've never argued against that. But when they're doing this, they are exhibiting behavior that can only be defined as evil. You could disagree with me on it, but I'm right. You're wrong. Now, shall we move on, Super Don? We got a question of the day coming up. A bit ornery today.
Okay, then.
Now that you say it that way. Time. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. All right, this is a follow-up from Leanne. I hope it lifts my spirits, but I have a feeling it's not. It's one of those days that I've just got to be honest. Listen, I want to be a shiny, happy people, right? But I want to acknowledge, too, there are some days where you go, Well, I'm smiling on the inside. You just can't see it. And this is from Leanne. This is a follow-up. I think this is the woman that went to Spain to have some vertebral surgery. She's coming back trying to get off the pain meds, and she's been helped by the silver and other things. So here it is. Hello, Robert Scott Bell. I wanted to update you regarding CBD oil in my pain management appointment today. In my appointment, I explained to my doctor that my pain levels had decreased. However, I'm still having muscle spasms in my cervical area. All right? I'm thinking cervical vertebrae, okay, because that's where she's had a lot of problems in her vertebrae. I specifically discussed that I wanted to drop the dosage of pain medications I currently take and look at CBD oil. I was quickly told that the office was working on getting licensed and are about 3 months out from being able to prescribe medical CBD marijuana. I spoke to the, and I'm just quoting Leanna, she's writing this. I spoke to the doctor regarding hemp oil CBD, and they will not allow it. Why not? All right. Yeah, we won't allow it. We're not going to allow. See, this is what gets me. Again, the permission culture, the permission society. You subject yourself to medical opinion, medical edict, medical directive, and now suddenly you're the child, and they're the special master that rules over you. They say jump. You say how high and how many drugs must I be on? And Leanne says, I don't want to do that. She even specifically called the Plus CBD oil company to ask about drug screens. And she says there is some THC in their products which can show up in drug screens. You know my opinion on that? They're covering their ass. They have to. Because what if somebody tests positive for THC and it wasn't from them? It doesn't matter. You took it, they're going to probably sue. So they have to say that. Because I don't think there's negligible THC. You can probably get more from, I don't know. I mean, maybe hemp protein or anything. Anyway, so she says, therefore, if I test positive for one of my on one of my routine random drug screens, I would be discharged from the practice. Now, I don't know why you agreed, and Leanne, I apologize if I missed this in an earlier discourse with you. Why are you getting screened for drugs? Why are you under routine random drug screens? Are you working in a hospital setting? I apologize if I missed that because I'm out of town. I've been doing a lot, and I just can't clue back into maybe what you told me before. But when you say I would be discharged from the practice, that means your doctor fires you. That's what I get from that. He told me I would have to wait until the office starts to prescribe. See, this is a problem. This is where the modern medical monopoly says, we got you. You want to use CBD, which is the same whether it's from what you call marijuana or what we call hemp. It doesn't matter. CBD is CBD is CBD. So instead of dropping her current script for OxyContin, he kept the dosage the same and then added Percocet on top of it for breakthrough pain. Yeah, this is responsible medicine. Oh, my gosh, we can't give you CBD from hemp. You have to wait until we are allowed by the state to prescribe it to you in the form we have, which will probably even have more THC in it, whether she needs it or not. Leanne says, I am obviously very frustrated. I feel your frustration, Leanne. In fact, I'm going to need to take a dose of Argentum Nitricum after this. Homeopathic Argentum Nitricum is silver nitrate. It's homeopathic, and it's the key remedy for frustration. So I want you, Leanne, to go get some homeopathic Argentum Nitricum. I don't want you to suffer any more than you have to. She says this because she feels like she's on the right track with taking the Sovereign Silver, the silica, the bromelain enzymes, and magnesium. And you are, Leanne, as evidenced by some of the reduction in pain. And I would say increase your magnesium. If you got the topical, do more. Do more. Leanne continues. She says, my physical therapy notes that I brought to the appointment were very positive, with an overall increase in strength and range of motion. Do you have any other suggestions? Thanks again. Leanne, if I could and would say, fire your doctor and find someone who...
I knew that's where that was going, and that's what I would say as well.
You too? Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at. I'm like, he would fire you if they tested any THC in your system? Why? What kind of agreement did you get into here? I'm lost on this, Leanne, and I apologize. Maybe you said, I just can't reach it. But why would anybody engage in this where they say, oh my gosh, if they find trace amounts of THC, we're going to fire you from the practice? Again, that's also evil, in my opinion, at this point. I'm not mincing words here. Because here's a woman suffering on pain and trying to do positive things that are non-drug to get off of the pain drugs, and given the positive impact of what she's doing, the doctor says, no way, not until we have the 3 months from now, hopefully, maybe, prescribing privilege. And then we'll write you a script for CBD that you don't need a script for because you can order it directly from pluscbdoil.com and get on it and, you know, reduce your pain meds even further. Is it worth the risk? You have to determine that, Leanne. But you also have to weigh it against the risk of staying on the OxyContin and adding Percocet in there. And I believe at least one or maybe both of them also contains acetaminophen, which is known as Tylenol, which can destroy your liver and could kill you faster than the OxyContin and Percocet alone if it didn't have the acetaminophen. So do extra selenium. Support that liver. Coffee enemas if you can do them as well. And I don't know, Leanne, it's up to you to decide this. What is the risk if they do a random screening and find THC, which I don't think they would. That's just my opinion. Take it or leave it. My perspective on it. I don't think at the levels you'd be using it, that'd be a problem. Again, I don't know for sure. I'm not telling you definitively, but I'm in your corner, Leanne. I want to see you out of pain. I want to see you off of those dangerous, toxic, addicting drugs. Super D, fire that doctor. Can you do it for her?
Fire your MD. Yeah, I don't recall where Leanne is exactly.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's some extenuating circumstances, but keep us posted.
All right. Maybe the only thing we can do is have a burping contest at this point. Maybe that'll light my light my load here. Make me a happy camper somehow.
Are we really going to do this?
No, I don't think we're going to do it. Unless you're going to make me, aren't you? I don't have any cola, soda, or beer. So what am I going to burp? I got nothing to burp. I had raw dinner. I got a happy gut.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. $1,000. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let me tell you, if belching were an arrestable offense in my teen years, I would have been sent away for life. Yeah.
What kid didn't, especially the boys?
All right, now hold off. Hold off on that. We're going to come back to it in just a moment. I just want to remind folks, this is the weekend for the March Against Monsanto. And if you're in the Central Florida region, come on down to Orlando, the park there, and we're going to go to the community, the Dandelion Community Cafe, and it's going to be great, really good time. I'm going to be speaking there on the individual's power to overturn or overcome the GMO presence everywhere. We'll hit that. Also, other upcoming events are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We mentioned CBD oil. Plus CBDoil.com, and you can get 15% off when you enter the code RSB15. I do want you to support all our local health food stores out there that listen to the show and that also carry the Plus CBD oil as well. So with that, other things to support, far infrared, near infrared saunas, we're going to have them available as well, if not already, through Echo Water if you go to Synergy Science. And there are links there. Go to robertswater.com. It'll take you there. robertswater.com. And get some molecular hydrogen in your water. Okay? Drink it. Drink it up. Drink it up, fuzzball. Maybe then I could burp hydrogen and light it on fire. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Only if you get that on video.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course, yeah. You know, those were the days when people used to try and light their farts on fire. Or did they still do that?
Yeah, it was like the blue flame challenge, right?
Oh, my gosh. Crazy stuff teenagers did. Never did that, thankfully. But there's the U.S. Supreme Court. How is the U.S. Supreme Court involved in belching at all? Well, they happened to reject a case that came to them recently. It's a story we covered, I don't know how long ago, a year ago now. A 13-year-old boy in New Mexico, he burped repeatedly during gym class. And then he was arrested. He was actually arrested by an Albuquerque officer, Arthur Acosta. And they took him to the pokey. You can't be burping in gym class. What the hell is that? Right? So his mother sues, civil case. And it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. In fact, it's interesting because Justice Neil Gorsuch was involved in a lower court ruling about this, a three-judge federal appeals court panel in Colorado, and they approved it to go on up in favor of the mom, Acosta, about this. And he said, Gorsuch said, the boy, if I'm reading this right, should not have been arrested for intentionally belching. And I have to agree with Gorsuch. I mean, based on that alone, he should be a Supreme Court justice, right? You can figure that one out. This goes back to 2011 at Cleveland Middle School in Albuquerque. He burped continuously during his PE class while his fellow students encouraged him. Well, I've been there. You've been there, Super Don.
Of course.
Did you get arrested?
I never got arrested. Of course, I don't ever remember there being a misdemeanor offense of interfering with the educational process.
In violation of state law, yeah.
Never heard of that before. And, you know, the thing is if interfering with the educational process is a crime, you could literally put every teenage boy in school in jail. I mean, it's how it works.
Well, and for me, I would have had a medical excuse, man. My digestion was horrible as a kid. Remember, I've told that story many times. Gas every which way but loose, right? Not good, right. Not good at all. So in this case, maybe he was just joking around like teenage boys do. And being egged on by other teenage boys. Is it an arrestable offense? And this cop claimed qualified immunity, and the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals gave it to him because they say he could reasonably have believed that the arrest was warranted based on the broad wording of the state law against disrupting the educational process. I don't buy it. This cop needs to be able to think more clearly than that. That's not right. Because, and as his mother, Acosta, said, you know, he should have known that in order to arrest a school kid, there has to be a violent offense involved. You can't just be belching unless it knocked the teacher over. The burp was so loud the teacher fell down. Okay, maybe. That's a violent burp. I don't know if mine ever got that loud, but Super Dog, do you have one?
Do I have one?
By that have violent? One. Dangerous?
That violent? You want me to burp?
No. I don't think
so. You don't?
Do I?
I will if you want me to.
Maybe it'll make me laugh. Go ahead.
I'm pretty good at it. All right, here we go. Ready?
Oh, no. He's doing it. Get out of the way. Oh, that was... That's not real. That's not... No, that's not right. I don't think that's you, Super Don. That's a grandbaby. That was your GMO organic beer that you had at the casino the other day.
Okay. Maybe I should be arrested for that one.
Dude, you've lightened my load. I feel better, actually. Thank you for doing that. I'm smiling. Because the teenage boy in me needed to hear that. All right, folks, we'll be back with Freshman Friday. Also, the science of silver with a PhD in nanotechnology tomorrow as well. Because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.